News release. Canada Safety Council. Driving under the influence of cannabis is a growing concern in Canada, especially following the legalization of its use for recreational purposes. The misconception that cannabis impairs driving less than alcohol can lead to dangerous and even fatal consequences on the road. National Safe Driving Week is December 1 to 7. The Canada Safety Council and the Insurance Brokers Association of Canada are highlighting the risks associated with driving while under the influence of cannabis. Driving under the influence of cannabis is a serious risk to road safety, said Gareth Jones, President and CEO of the Canada Safety Council. It impairs your ability to react and make sound decisions, and the consequences can be devastating. During National Safe Driving Week, we are urging all Canadians to understand that impairment, whether from alcohol or drugs, has no place behind the wheel. Statistics. According to the Government of Canada, cannabis-impaired driving remains a leading contributor to road accidents. A report from Public Safety Canada in 2023 found that 23.3% of cannabis users nationwide admitted to driving within 2 hours of consumption. The Traffic Injury Research Foundation further notes that, between 2018 and 2020, approximately half of the 4,976 injured drivers receiving care in 15 trauma centers had at least one impairing substance in their system. Cannabis was at the fore. Tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, the psychoactive compound found in cannabis, was detected in almost 20% of drivers. Impairment effects of cannabis. Cannabis affects motor skills, reaction time, and decision-making, all of which are crucial for safe driving. Additionally, it impairs cognitive functions necessary for driving, including coordination and perception. THC also alters how the brain processes information, which in turn affects the driver's ability to focus, make quick decisions, and react to changes on the road. One of the main dangers of driving after consuming cannabis is the reduction in reaction time, which makes it more difficult to respond to sudden hazards such as a car braking suddenly or a pedestrian stepping into the road. This is particularly problematic in situations that require split-second decisions, such as avoiding a collision or adjusting to rapidly changing traffic conditions. Impaired motor coordination, another potential effect, increases the likelihood of swerving or losing control of the vehicle. False sense of confidence. One of the dangers of driving under the influence of cannabis is that users often do not realize how impaired they are. Unlike alcohol, where the effects of intoxication are more recognizable, cannabis users may feel relaxed or even focused, leading to a false sense of security behind the wheel. Studies, however, have shown that even small amounts of cannabis can significantly impact driving performance. The drug impairs cognitive functions like memory, attention, and the ability to multitask, all critical when operating a vehicle. Legal consequences. Under the Criminal Code of Canada, drivers can be tested for cannabis impairment through oral fluid screening devices or standard field sobriety tests. Penalties for cannabis-impaired driving can range from fines to imprisonment, depending on the severity of the offense and whether the individual is a repeat offender. If found guilty of driving under the influence of cannabis, drivers can face serious legal consequences. For first-time offenders, penalties can include a $1,000 fine and a driving ban for up to 1 year. For repeat offenders, the penalties are even more severe, including longer driving bans and possible jail time. There's no question that cannabis impairs your ability to drive, and driving while impaired, whether from drugs or alcohol, is risky behavior, said Peter Braid, IBAC CEO. The stakes are too high: death, injury, property damage, fines, and convictions. Your auto insurance may not pay some benefits, and your premiums will increase. Insurance brokers are partnering with the Canada Safety Council to raise awareness of the danger of ingesting cannabis in any form and then getting behind the wheel. Make sure you have a safe way home. It's not worth the risk. The message is clear: driving under the influence of cannabis is never safe. The consequences, both in terms of road safety and legal ramifications, are too severe to ignore. With continued education and enforcement, we can work toward reducing the incidence of cannabis-impaired driving and keeping our roads safer for everyone.